Hey, on the injury front, Kendrick Lewis, Bailey, and Toribio, they are limited, you know, able to do some individuals. And so that's where they are. Wally probably will not practice again today. And then with Flowers and Brown, they took their turns in practice. And I think the more they can do, the better we can feel about them. And so expect them to take their turns in practice today as well. And then we'll see how they do and kind of go from there. But, you know, we're trying to get better every day, and we're working on fundamentals and techniques. And hopefully we can take that to the game and make sure we're on top of our assignments and our execution. And hopefully it'll play out well for us. All right?
Of all positions, corner, guy hadn't played in 6 weeks. How effective can Brandon or anybody be with this kind of layoff? Even if he practices again today, and just how percentage-wise can he be effective on a game?
I think that you have to kind of temper it and know that conditioning will be a factor. And if the guy is able to play, you might have to monitor his reps, you know. And that, some of that will depend on how the game goes, you know. So, I mean, probably asking him to play 100 plays might not be the thing to do, you know. But if you can mix in and here and there and give him a break every now and then maybe he can get through a game.
Well, I mean, what's been the issue with him is that he has not been cleared or had not been cleared for participation, or that he just felt like he couldn't push the injury?
Well, he was hurt, and he was working to try to get it better, and it's better, and he's working through it. I mean, I don't know that it's 100%, but he's working through it. And so he's able to do more, and so we're going to ask him to do more.
So medically, he is cleared to play?
The doctors have told him he could play if he felt good about it.
He's one of the tougher guys on this team as far as being able to play with pain. He's done a lot of that, hasn't he?
He has in the past, definitely.
Is it different, however? I mean, you know, Jack Lambert's career ended with a turf toe. Is it different when it's your feet and you're a corner and you got to move about so much?
Well, I think that position, you know, your limbs, your lower limbs particularly, are critical to your success at that position. And so when it's not right, it makes it tougher for you to do your job.
Anything else?
How confident are you in Matt shaking off that second half? And what have you seen him this week? And this is pretty, you know, a crossroads game.
Well, it was a crossroads game last week. And, I mean, every game is going to be a crossroad game until the season is over. Not only for Matt, but for all of us. And so we approach it, and he approaches it just like he approaches every game. He will do everything he can to do to prepare to play his best in the game and help the team win. And he's no different this week than he was the week before as far as his preparation goes, you know. And you get into the game, and you'll see what happens in the game. But I've said all along that Matt is a good, solid quarterback. He's taken us to the playoffs before. I think that he has capabilities of taking us to the playoffs again. You know, so, and I think that he's going to work and try to get that done.
Out of all the visiting stadiums you've been to, Buffalo's probably got to be among, they've probably been there the most, as much as.
As any, yeah.
Miami, maybe. What makes that place a tough place to win? Even though you won most of the time there, other than the Malloy game. What makes it a tough place?
Well, you know what? The fans there in Buffalo, they kind of get into it like our fans do here. And you do have to deal with the crowd noise, and you do have to deal with the travel. And they rev it up a little bit, and I think that they'll be more revved up, you know, Sunday because it's their home opener, and they are lost a game just like we have. And so I think that they're going to give us their best shot.
Thank you.